When he cannot attend protests himself, Mr. Kabadian reproduces photos that have circulated online. There has been no shortage. In 2019, for instance, over 2,000 protests were recorded in Paris alone, compared with about 280 in the whole of Britain. The past 2 years have been especially busy. Most notably, Mr. Kabadian has documented the rise of the Gilets Jaunes, a movement born of anger over an increase in the carbon tax on fuel that grew into nationwide anti-government demonstrations. With the help of Black Lines, an artists' collective that he co-founded, he produced L'Hiver Jaune, The Yellow Winter, a 300-metre-long mural that commemorated the Gilets Jaunes, some of whom were seriously injured during riots. This huge undertaking attracted media attention and helped raise his profile. But not everyone is a fan. L'Hiver Jaune was promptly painted over. In fact, although he uses legal graffiti walls, almost all Mr. Kabadian's murals have been covered up by the Parisian authorities. That disapproval has not hurt his reputation, which has flourished and spread online. Eye for an Eye, one of his latest projects, is a series of 50 Indian ink paintings that are sold on Instagram. They are based on the events of 2020, when, in France, as in America, long-standing debates about police misconduct came to a head. The reverberations of Floyd's death were followed in the autumn by the violent dismantling of a migrant camp and the beating of a black music producer, both of which sparked protests. One illustration in the series portrays a man standing on top of a car and waving a black flag as other people riot. The scene is reminiscent of Eugène Delacroix's Liberty Leading the People, a painting of 1830 that shows a bare-chested Marianne, a personification of France, brandishing a tricolour amid a crowd. Like Delacroix's, Mr. Kabadian's art strives to capture the essence of his times, but also to change them.